Welcome to I Bet So Hard, technology and workflows that really work, the not so serious podcast for seriously busy veterinary teams, brought to you by Vet to Pet.
Listen for quick, fun interviews with veterinary professionals who've retrieved and actually held on to their sanity, happiness, and success by learning a few new tricks and embracing efficient processes that actually work.
I'm Dr. Stacey Santee.
And I'm Dr. Caitlin DeWild.
And this is I Bet So Hard. Well, hello, Caitlin. It's so great to see you. I mean, hear you.
You as well. It's been many moons since we last spoke.
We've been busy out here interviewing key opinion leaders and practices that are crushing it with technology. And I've been so inspired with everything. And I thought this would be a great time to talk about one of our favorite technology tools that we like to use when we don't like to talk to other people.
Like when I just sent you a message to say, hey, can we be 10 minutes late to this call?
Yes.
Instead of texting you though.
Yeah. Like I think texting is old school now.
Texting is so 2020.
So 2020. So pre-pandemic.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one of the most amazing platforms out here is Slack. And it's really, this is a technology kind of a engineering tool, but it's been adopted by many businesses. And I see lots of vet practices starting to adopt Slack in their practice setting, which makes you realize like, okay, this is solving a problem. Yeah. And you can do a lot more things in a platform like Slack that you cannot do in a group text.
Yes, for sure. I think, you know, I use it in my business. We use it at Vet to Pet. We use it in my practice. My husband, who's a software engineer, like with military contracting, they use it. Like everybody uses it. I think now it's when it first came out or when I first started using it, I felt like I would ask people like, do you know what Slack is? And now people are like, yeah, duh. Right. But it's not an obvious fit for a lot of vet clinics. So it's not uncommon for vet clinics to not have heard of it before, but I think it is common for them to start thinking about it. So this episode is just you and me. So we can talk about how nerdy we are about Slack. They should send us like a Slack t-shirt or something. I don't know. We need a kickback. We're not getting any currently, but we should get one.
We're open-minded to We're open-minded to gifts. Yeah. Okay, like so I think that one of the most challenging parts about Slack when you first get started is that a green slate? No, that's not the right word. It's a
blank slate.
Blank slate.
Slate. What the hell's that?
I'm not sure.
You're out of this conversation. I'm going to tell them what Slack is. What is wrong with you? Okay, so first of all, you have to go to slack.com and you can sign up and you set up a blank workspace, is I think maybe what you were thinking.
Yeah.
But you're crazy and sleep deprived, so you said green slate.
Slack, it's really 2021.
That's true. Slack, I think it's important to note too. So Slack is going to be a communication tool for your teams. And there are awesome ways to use it, which we're going to delve into. But I want to point out that you can access Slack through a browser, through your mobile app. You can download on your phone if you choose. We'll get into that later. And there's actually a desktop app. So you can have it just installed on your practice computers or your home computers, whatever. But everyone, let's say your practice is using it, everyone is going to sign into your practice's workspace. And then now I'm going to let you talk again and maybe you'll use real words.
Thank you. Oh, I'm glad you've got my back.
I'm here to cover it.
Joking. So I found the blank slate is often the hardest because you don't exactly know what channels to set up. So channels are basically, I think of them as like folders in the file cabinet. They're different topics. And you don't, like sometimes I'm at risk and my biggest problem has always been making sure I have not too many channels because I'll get so many channels and then now I have made my life hard again, not easy. So right. I think the key to starting with Slack is being really critical about what channels you have open and keep it simple when you first get going. And then you can naturally evolve into expanding and adding more channels for certain people around certain topics. But that's been a big lesson for me, is once I got the channels right, it's like, it's really good.
Yeah, for sure. And I think when you're starting out, I would start with like 5 channels, right? Yeah. And I would let everyone have access to them so that everyone can explore, everyone can play, everyone can kind of get used to how the platform works. But then I would add, like you said, get more specific without going crazy. And here's where you can kind of play with like, okay, maybe only you and this other person or these key people have access to X, Y, and Z. So from a practice standpoint, it might be good to start out with like 5 channels, one being veterinarians, one being technicians, one being front desk, and one being funny stuff. Cause that's, you got to have a little bit of that in there also, I feel like. So, or just a general, like if you wanted to say something for everybody, I can give you an example of my clinic. We have all of those channels, but we also have one for social media. We also have one for reviews. We have one for inventory. We have one for scheduling. So schedule, you know, somebody wants to schedule like, hey, I need a day off, blah, blah, blah. They'll drop it in that channel. So that way it's a way to share information without yet another email, without a paper that gets lost. Everyone has access to seeing it. So obviously for our inventory team, that's only the doctors and the key technician who's in charge of ordering. Not everybody needs to be on that channel. When we're like talking about managing the inventory and like the drug logs, we have another one that's orders, which is what are we running low on, or what are we running out of, that kind of thing. So you can see how you can get more specific if you need to, but that channel, the order channel, is open to anyone. So hopefully that kind of gives you a framework of a good way to get started.
Well, in September, I was speaking at Western Veterinary Conference, which, by the way, I just want to let all the listeners know, conference is back. It was really great. It was really great. Everyone was following nice safety protocols. They had like this really cool, we saw this when we were at VMX. You walk through, you know, this looks like some poles like for your horse, but you walk through there and it measures your temperature, and then you get your band, cool, wristband for the day.
That's actually cool technology I would talk about to you.
Well, do you remember we were walking through that and we didn't understand what it was? Well, that's what it was.
Oh, the Digitherm thing.
The Digitherm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
So I was talking in my session about Slack, and I have to share the most amazing Slack channel tip from one of the participants. This practice manager had set his Slack channels up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay. And really what it was, like if you're working Monday, you would write notes to the Tuesday crew on Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
And like if you're working Tuesday and there was something going on where like you're waiting on a client to do something, or you're back ordered on something and you knew it was going to come in on Friday, you could put basically like a message to the crew that day. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was so brilliant.
That is kind of genius. I'd not thought about it that way at all, but kind of cool. And I think that's something that is cool about Slack. Everybody uses it a little bit differently, which is totally fine.
Yes. So I'm going to share a couple of audience questions from my session to you, and we can talk about them.
Okay.
So
okay.
One of the questions was, let's say you implement Slack in your practice. Do you just have it up on the computer, or do you ask your staff to download it on their phone and use it? Do you mandate they download it on their phone? Do you only require them to use it during practice work life? And I mean, this was a really great question, because this is very important. How do you actually use it in the trenches in real life?
Great question. So I will tell you what we arrived on, which I obviously think is the best way. That's what I designed it. So we actually went ahead and downloaded it on every computer in the practice, so that it's an app on the practice. So you don't have to have the internet open, for instance, because that way we felt like it was getting closed down and then people weren't looking at it. But basically what we came to the decision was as a practice was that we welcomed everybody in our trial period, which we did a few weeks of trial and error.
Oh, you need some help with your verbiage?
Oh, perhaps I do. Shame. Oh, the shame. Nice one. That was a good one for you. Okay. Anyway, I'm moving on past my shame. Anyway, so we downloaded it. And when we were doing our trial period, we were like, hey, everybody, if you want to try it on the app, go for it. Otherwise, it's going to be on these computers, right? And we then, at the end of our trial period, which is this references another episode that we've had about trying new things. But at the end of our trial period, we all had a meeting about it. We discussed it, that kind of thing. We decided that it would be your responsibility to look at Slack every day that you were in the practice and not any other time. If you wanted to have it on your phone, good on you, right? Like if you wanted to like save a few minutes and like you're killing time at the kids' drop-off line and you want to not have to look at it as soon as you walk in the door, go for it. Like that's totally fine. But we did not mandate anyone to have it on their phone and we didn't mandate them to look at it outside of their normal shifts. And that's the policy. So nobody can tag. So you can tag someone in a channel. Like if I wanted to say, at Stacy, I have a question about this. She's not obligated to respond if she's off. If she wants to, knock yourself out, but that's kind of on you in terms of the work-life balance situation. We made it very clear that was not expected. We only wanted you to look at it at the clinic during your hours before, when you got in the morning and the last thing before you left. That, and then any other time you happen to have time, which is, you know, never, but that was our requirement. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm definitely on the same page with you on that. It's great that our minds think alike. I was going to say great minds think alike, but I'm not sure we can use that adjective yet. But our minds.
We're really having trouble with the words today.
Our minds do think alike.
They do.
Regardless if it's great or not. But so I agree. Like, I find that for certain people, having Slack on your phone is a real win because. Depending, like if I'm a doctor per se, or I'm one of the staff and I do a lot of things on my phone when I'm doing other more boring things that I, you know, like you said, the drop-off line, I'm totally more efficient if I can knock stuff out like that. I like that. I prefer that.
Hashtag I Vet So Hard is brought to you by Vet to Pet. Hey guys, this is Stephanie Goss from the Uncharted Podcast, and I wanted to take a quick second to share with you three of my top reasons for using Vet to Pet in my clinic. We've used them for years, and I love the fact that it brought a lot of the client communication platforms that we had previously been using in separate individual services into one easy to use dashboard. My team goes one place and they manage so many different client communications, and I absolutely love making their jobs easier. And the clients absolutely love using Vet to Pet because they love being able to schedule appointments. They love being able to send us a picture when they're out of their pet's medication and know that we'll send them a push notification back as soon as their med's ready for pickup. So if you've not checked out Vet to Pet, you should visit vettopet.com/ivetsohard and you'll get a free gift from the team at Vet to Pet when you demo the platform.
So I do like what you said, like it's optional, not mandatory. Slack did recently release a new feature where you can schedule a post, message. So while you might make it a policy that we don't expect anyone to answer the questions when they're off the clock, you still get the tags, and this can still cause you some anxiety if you've just got tagged on a bunch of stuff and you might be a boxer checker offer sort of person. And these things are hard to let you ride, just let them ride till Monday. I'm that way is how I know. And so I do like the fact that if you're preaching about work-life balance and you're going to be tagging someone on a project, five things or something, you could just schedule them for Monday. And now you don't even put your colleague in that position of having to make a choice.
That's a pretty cool feature because, you know that I am a night owl. So for my team at the Social DBM, I am usually slacking them at 11 at night. But I think the other key tip to note is that you can make it so you're not getting the sound notifications during key hours on a computer. My expert hack is that I have Slack on my phone, but it's 9 screens back and it also does not send me any notifications. So I can get to it if I want to, but I have to want to, right? So that it's not bothering me, because I'll tell you, the biggest reason I have it on my phone is actually from the clinic use. From social media, it's been hugely beneficial because we've had the constant problem of 19 different people take pictures of pets or whatever's happening in the clinic. How do they get them to the 3 people that schedule? And then, we were texting them or emailing them. If we're texting somebody, that was always their day off. Plus, if you're texting them, then you have to be oh yeah, it's a dog named Kevin and he was in for an ear infection or whatever. You have to send the details, and that often wasn't getting done. So we just have it as a Slack channel. So anyone in the practice can drop stuff in. And that way, when she has time to go ahead and sit down and schedule it, she can go in one place. So she's not getting 18 different texts and looking through all her emails to find everything. So honestly, that's probably the biggest reason I have it on my phone to begin with, is just so I can directly upload my photos from my phone into the social media channel for our clinic.
I love that. And I love that you set up kind of self-imposed restrictions for yourself, but you've made it hard for yourself. So you won't, this stuff's addictive. We have to do this sort of thing. Yeah. Okay. The last question for this episode, which I got asked, which let's just say for one second, when you're lecturing to a group of people, I find the Q&A the hardest because sometimes people ask you really hard questions that, I'm not always sure they can handle the truth, or at least my version of the truth. So I've gotten into hot water before lecturing, so I'm getting better. But this was one of those questions. And the practice manager asked me, let's say I want to use Slack and 90% of our team is on board with it and willing to at least try it. And I've got 10%, a few people that are just no, I'm not doing it. I don't do technology. I don't want to, and I'm not. She's like, what do we do with those people?
What did you say? Or you want to know what I would say?
Yeah, I want to know what you would say, and then I'll tell you if our minds think alike.
Okay, so what I said was that many of our team had come to us with, especially in the height of pandemic when we were doing cohorts of not being able to talk to each other. And then we have a large staff and large hours. So there was a lot of people that need to communicate that don't necessarily see each other. We tried a private Facebook group, but there were a couple people that were like, I can't deal with being on social media right now, which even me as a social DBM, I can totally understand. So I was like, guys, so you're basically telling me you want a way to not leave 100 sticky notes and you want a way to be able to communicate. This is it. This is our solution. Either we go back to the Facebook group and these 3 people, I'm not going to make them get it, or we can try this, and it will only be available during the business hours and on the desktop computer. So we voted as a team after we tried it. So we did that initial test period, had a vote. But I gave them options. I was like, it's not like if you can vote to not do anything, that's not an option, right? Because we knew that scheduling was a problem. Communication, social media, those things were identified problems by the entire team, but especially the management, right? So the vote was not, we're going to use Slack or not. The vote is, which of these communication solutions do you vote for? Because that's the option.
You have like some serious mom skills. Are you going to be eating the grilled cheese tonight, or are you going to be eating the raviolis? Those are your choices.
You got to give them the choices, because otherwise, if it's open-ended, you can't please that many people. And there's no solution that works for everyone. You have to go for what works for the majority. And at least this way we could say, hey, look, 84% of them voted for it. So you don't like it. Sorry. We had some data. I like to be able to have a number behind things.
I love that. Well, yep. Our minds think alike. I'll say you're nicer than me though, in general, because I didn't think to have the team vote. But I am on the same page, like get on board or get off the bus as we're trying to advance the practice.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can't continue to just put up a memo on the board and everyone sign their initials when they read it. These things are hugely inefficient. But my other idea was to have like promos or prizes in Slack.
Because absolutely.
You can do some really cool things with Slack. You can add these bots in there and you can have quizzes and you can have gifts and you can, fund this baby up. So you can say we're having prizes in Slack, like some cool prizes. And Right. Then you get these naysayers to have a little FOMO and they'll join in on their own. So yes. I like doing that too.
Yeah. I think Slack is way more fun, and I love that Vet to Pet team has done a great job of making it super fun. So shout out to you and Danielle for getting that going for sure. But like the tacos, like we can award each other tacos and you can play trivia once a week and just having the fun channel, which honestly, that's why I would say if you're starting out with five channels, one of them needs to be about fun stuff, because as a group, right, that as a clinic, as an organization, whatever, you're using this as a communication platform because you're not face to face all the time. So you have to think about other ways to kind of build that community and have a little fun and get to know each other and that kind of thing. So I think the fun ones, there's a random cat facts app you can add in that's for free that will just like randomly once a week be like, hey, did you know that this was the first cat identified by a hieroglyphics, or like, I don't know, like weird random stuff like that. But we even have one that's on the review channel. Like if we get a good review, we are sure to tag that person. So they, hey, everybody, like, hold your applause for Amy, because she got a great review from so-and-so. And, you know, on birthdays, we always do, you know, a shout out in there. So that way the whole team has an opportunity to, you know, comment and share successes, even if they're not there that day. Cause how often does that happen? You know, like when the boss buys pizza and you're never there that day, or like the nice client brings in cookies and you missed it, like that, you know, this way it evens the playing field for all the fun, I think.
Yeah. So fun. Well, awesome. Guys, use Slack, check it out. It's a little, you do have to make an investment. Like, let's just say it for what it is.
A time investment, not necessarily a financial investment. You can use Slack for free.
You can use, is a free version pretty good? I have the paid version.
Yeah. Oh, free version is good. That's what we use at the clinic, is just a free version.
What do you not get on the free version that you get on?
The reason we have the paid version is so we can, as a social DVM, we can get into other people's Slack. So if like you have Slack and I have Slack, we can talk to each other without having to sign into your Slack or not, you know, multiple workspaces. You can also do a little bit more with some of those fun apps and integration. So that is another thing I'd point out real quick about Slack, is it integrates with so many other things, not necessarily veterinary, but like Asana and Google Drive and Jotform and Zapier. Like there's a lot of cool connections that you can make, but you can do more of them with the paid version. I think you're limited to 20 people on the free version. I think
okay.
I have to double check that. But all in all, the two clinics that I work at or with, just use the free version just fine.
Okay. Well, there you have it, guys, a new tool for you to check out. As usual, our recommendation is to go to their website, sign up for your free trial, click around, You could probably even Google veterinary Slack channels and get some resources, I'm pretty sure. And then find one or two team members that are willing to guinea pig this baby out with you and start sort of playing around with it. See if you like it. If you do, press on. And Caitlin and I are always here to answer any questions you might have. You can reach us at info@ivetsohard.com, and we will reply because we will probably get a notification about your email in our Slack.
All right, everyone. Hopefully you've gotten some good tips for using Slack as a communication portal or tool in your practice. We will have show notes that will add some other helpful resources. So be sure to visit ivetsohard.com and subscribe on all of your podcast channels so you can get this and more awesome info.
Thanks for joining us for today's episode of I Vet So Hard.
Don't forget to head over to ivetsohard.com to download our top 5 takeaways from this episode. We'll see you right back here.
Same time, same place, next week.
Until then, here's to putting your technology to work for your practice.